belief for the Christian is acting like God is telling the truth.
Dr. Tony Evans says singles who want God to change their future should pay more attention to the present.
You will never, ever see what God plans to do in secret until he sees what you do in obedience.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Dr. Evans says for Christians, being single is an advantage, but many singles don't see it that way, especially as the challenges get more challenging and the longing goes on longer. Let's join him as he digs into some biblical specifics on overcoming those struggles.
I was in Hawaii some years ago, and it was a miserable vacation. They decide while I'm there that they are going to remodel the hotel. So there are hammers and nails and saws and everything, and you can't sleep. You want to nap during a vacation. You couldn't nap because they worked and it was miserable. On top of that, so that was a problem outside. Then in the middle of the night, I wake up with a pain. I got a kidney stone on vacation. I mean, I cried like a baby. I had to go to the emergency room. They took me right into surgery in the middle of my vacation. So what was supposed to be enjoyable turned out to be miserable. A lot of singles feel that way about the Christian life. They didn't heard all this good stuff about Jesus. They didn't heard about a peace that passes understanding. They didn't heard about the joy of the Lord is my strength. But this beautiful thing called Christianity just doesn't seem much fun. Outside stuff is ruining you, and then you got inside stuff that's messing with you, and you don't seem to have any power, any authority over it. One of the things God has given you as a believer, once you are operating under God's divine rule, is authority to command things. In Mark chapter 11, Jesus Christ goes to a fig tree and he wants to see if there are any figs on it because he sees the leaves, but it wasn't the season for figs and so there was no figs on the tree. He comes back the next day and the fig tree is withered from the root up. Peter says to Jesus in verse 21, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered. And Peter's trying to figure out, how could this change so suddenly? Now, he's asking about a fig tree, but Jesus, the greatest single who's ever lived, says to him, have faith in God. Now, that's a good Christianese way to say something. Trust God. How could this happen so quickly? Trust God. How could this happen overnight? Do you know one of the great words in the Bible is suddenly? All throughout the Bible, you'll see suddenly or immediately. That means out of nowhere, overnight, something got turned around. I don't care how long you've been stuck in a situation. When God decides to move, it doesn't take long. But watch this, because it's getting ready to get deep. He says, have faith in God. And then he says, let me explain what I mean by have faith in God. Truly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, a mountain spiritually is an obstacle too big for you to overcome. The Bible calls that a mountain. This problem is too big. This difficulty is too big. This addiction is too big. It's too big. My mama had it. My grandmama had it. I had it. This scar is too big to overcome. It's too big. And you want to suddenly, God, come out of nowhere and turn that thing around and blow your mind. He says, if you get this right, you can speak to the mountain. Now, right now, he's not talking about talking to God. He's talking about talking to the problem. The mountain is the problem. He says, have faith in God, talk to the mountain. That is the thing getting in your way. So I want you to think about the thing blocking you from being the kind of single that God wants you to be. The thing that's getting in your way. The person, place, or thing, or thought that's blocking you. Because you need a suddenly. He says you'll be able to speak to this mountain and cast it into the sea. That means get rid of it. Verse 24, a powerful statement. Therefore, I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have already received them, and they will be granted you. You got a mountain. You need to get rid of it. Have faith in God and then talk to the problem. Person, place, thing, or thought, leave me alone. Wither. Get out of here. Dry up. Die. You're no longer going to hold me hostage. And he says, and if you ask, I will do it. That sounds like a lot of command authority to me. And he's talking to human beings. He's talking to the disciples. But then he puts a caveat down that is a hindrance, particularly to singles. He says, whenever you stand praying about this mountain, this problem, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you of your transgression. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your transgression. One of the reasons more singles aren't seeing miracles is they are walking around with unforgiveness. He makes forgiveness a condition for having command authority. But then that means we have to understand forgiveness. Forgiveness in the Bible is not first an emotion. It's not how you feel about what happened. Forgiveness is the decision to not pursue personal retribution. Or, as the scripture says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. If you are still carrying around unforgiveness for what he did to you, what she did to you, what they did to you, as wrong as it may have been, you are blocking your authority to change your situation and to speak in command mode. Say to this mountain in my life, leave me alone. There are two types of forgiveness. Unilateral forgiveness, and the second type of forgiveness is transactional forgiveness. Let me distinguish the two. Unilateral forgiveness means I forgive you even though you don't ask for it. When Stephen was being stoned to death, he said, Father, forgive them. When Jesus died on the cross, Father, forgive them. 2 Corinthians 5:19, not counting their trespasses against them, even though they hadn't asked for it. Because unilateral forgiveness frees you up. Maybe that person, you don't know where they are anymore. Maybe they have died. Maybe it was your daddy who did something to you, or your mother, or an aunt, or an uncle. There's so much family abuse today. And maybe they're no longer around, so they can't say, I'm sorry. Well, you can no longer walk around being held hostage by their lack of being able to apologize and repent. One simple way of doing that is to write a note, write a letter to that person by name. Dear John, this is what you did to me. This is how you have hurt me and wounded me. But I release you now from what you did to me. But then there's transactional forgiveness. This is where a person confesses and repents. They say, I did it. I'm sorry I did it. And I am determined to do whatever I can to make it up to you. They show fruit of repentance, not just, I'm sorry, that's confession. They show that they want to do something. That opens the door for possible reconciliation. Joseph forgave his brothers who put him in a pit as a single man. He tested them to see if they were truly repentant. When he found out they were truly repentant, he says, you meant it for evil. God meant it for good to bring me to this place. Now, here's what you need to know and why you can do transactional forgiveness. Because God can use sins against you to bring you to his place. Now, how he does that is a million different ways. But he can use it. Nelson Mandela forgave because there was a kingdom he had to lead. Wasn't right what they did to him for as long as they did it, but there was a kingdom issue that had to be resolved. And God used the pain he went through unfairly to lead a people out of apartheid. God has a kingdom purpose for you, but you won't have authority to rule in the kingdom until he sees forgiveness. So if you're carrying anything, I want you to let it go, either by talking to that person and letting them know you've released them, whether or not they say, I'm sorry, and repent, or whether you have to write it down because they're nowhere to be found, just to get it off of you, and then you thank God that you can now have a discussion with your mountain, and then you look for your suddenly.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with a story of two single women who thought Jesus went back on his word. First, though, if it feels like being single is a problem that needs to be solved or a condition that needs to be cured, our current featured resource is exactly what you need. It's Tony's brand new book, The Kingdom Single. It builds on what we're learning in our current series and focuses on ways to develop who you are where you are. You'll discover that you're whole and complete just the way God made you and learn to make the most of your gifts and talents, whether you wind up married or not. These are such important principles for unmarried believers that we'll send you a copy of The Kingdom Single as our gift in appreciation for any contribution you can make to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Just visit us online at tonyevans.org to get the details and make the arrangements. That's tonyevans.org. Or call us any time of the day or night at 1-800-800-3222. I'll repeat all that information for you later on in case you missed it. Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's message right after this.
Whether you're facing a decision or a dilemma, it's smart to ask, what would Jesus do? But first you have to know what Jesus did and what God has to say about the situations you face. Well, if building your biblical foundation is your goal, the help you need is as close as your computer or mobile device, thanks to the Tony Evans Training Center. It's packed with online courses covering core concepts of the faith and in-depth scripture studies you can work through anytime you want, at any pace you want. Along the way, you'll explore key teachings and learn how to apply them in real-world situations. There's lots of exclusive content from Tony to keep you interested and motivated, and an online forum where you can ask questions, get answers, and collaborate with other students. It's almost like having a seminary on your smartphone. Visit TonyEvans.org today and connect with the Tony Evans Training Center, where you can explore the kingdom anytime, anywhere.
But then there's one closing area that I want you to see from two single women. In John chapter 11, it's really the cry of a kingdom single. Their names are Martha and Mary, and they have a problem. Their brother is sick, and they're calling on Jesus for healing. So that's like praying. They sent word to Jesus. That's a prayer. Jesus answered them from the scriptures. Jesus says, verse 4, this sickness is not to death, but for the glory of God. That's like having a problem, coming to hear a sermon, and the sermon was just for you. And you felt all excited about the sermon. You were just all geeked about the sermon. Because you got a word back that he gonna fix it. You now shouting and waving your hand in the air like it just don't care. He sent back word. I got you. He sent back the word. And when he sent back the word, instead of coming right away, he delayed 2 days, according to verse 6. And when he delayed 2 days, Lazarus died. Wait a minute. Let's stop. I did what you told me to do, God. I called on you. You answered me and told me it's going to be okay. And then you delay. God ever delayed on anybody? God ever took his time? You in a hurry and he took his time. And has things gotten worse after you talked to him about it? I talked to you about it. Instead of Lazarus being sick, he's now dead. When you told me it's going to be all right. But it gets even worse than that. Verse 15 says, that Jesus says, "And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there." Now, wait a minute. Why are you glad when these are two single women hurting over a situation in our family that has gotten worse when you promised it would get better? And in fact, they utter a direct complaint. When Jesus finally arrives, Martha says to him, "Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died." Translation, it's your fault. Jesus says, "Show me where he's buried." Verse 38, they come to the tomb, and there's a stone, a huge stone covering the tomb. Jesus says to Martha, "Remove the stone." And here's where it gets tricky, but it is critical to see the King and his kingdom at work for you as a single person, because Martha is single. Martha, the sister of the deceased, verse 39, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be a stench, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said, "Move the stone." She says, "May I instruct you in mortuary science? When you die, Jesus, the cells collapse. When the cells collapse, it produces this green substance leading to decay. When decay sets in, there is a stench. If you would have been here a few days ago, we wouldn't even be having this discussion." When God is ready, singles, to do something new in your life, he will often let things get worse before they get better. What does Jesus say to her? And you'll learn a great theological principle here. He says to her, "Did not I say to you," sound like he fussing, "didn't you hear me, girl? Did not I say to you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" Please look at the order there. If you believe, you would see. Not if you see, you would believe. But how would she demonstrate that she believed? Not by talking about, "I believe," but by moving that stone. Because belief for the Christian is acting like God is telling the truth. It's acting like it is so, even when it's not so, in order that it might be so, simply because God said so. Unless you move, you have not yet believed. You've talked about believing. So here's the principle. You will never, ever see what God plans to do in secret behind the stone until he sees what you do in obedience. Obedience precedes divine movement, especially when God wants to do something special. And you know he wants to move in your life in a unique way when what he asks you to do sounds crazy and it doesn't make sense. It is at that point. In fact, the crazier it sounds, if it's really from God, the bigger the plan that he has prepared in secret. And in this case, it was a resurrection from the dead. These two sisters saw a miracle right before their eyes when they moved the stone. So what stone do you have to move? Is there a person you need to kick to the curb? Is there a situation you need to get out of? Is there a challenge you need to change how you're approaching? And yes, he may let things get worse for a while, but that's because he's cooking something up. When I go to McDonald's, it's a number 9. But when my wife goes to McDonald's, she does what they don't do. Special order. She wants the bread a certain way, the meat a certain way. She wants stuff put on it. One time they said, "We don't even have that." She just asking for stuff. And so they said, "Would you pull over?" You know, pull over. Because what you've requested is bigger than what we prepared for. See, everybody else was getting regular. She wanted a concoction and configuration. So God may have you pull out of the normal line of things because he's cooking something up that's not for the general public. Professional bowlers have their own ball, right? They got their own ball because all them other balls that come down there, everybody done used. They done chipped and cracked and all messed up. That's because everybody done used it. Well, you're no longer to be used or messed over. You're not just there for anybody to pick up on and use at their discretion. Because you've been custom made by God. So I challenge you to not quit. As a kingdom single, don't give up on God. Even though it may not be working out now like you want to, don't give up on God because he has not given up on you. A little girl one day went to the grocery store with her mother. And she sat in the cart, as parents like to do, to push her away around. And she went up the cookie aisle. And in the cookie aisle, she said, "Mama, please pour some oatmeal cookies." Mother said, "No, you've had too many sweets today. We're not going to buy you any oatmeal cookies." Mother went up another aisle. The little girl said, "But Mama, please." Mother said, "I told you stop worrying me. I'm not buying you any oatmeal cookies." Mother went up another aisle. Little girl said, "But Mama, I don't think you understand. I need some oatmeal cookies." Mother said, "You need a spanking because I told you I'm not getting you any oatmeal cookies." Mother now comes to the checkout line. The little girl stands up in the cart, looks up toward heaven, clasps her hands, said, "Jesus, I just learned in Sunday school last week that if I called on you, you would meet all my needs. And I need some chocolate chip cookies. But my mama won't give me any chocolate chip cookies." The ladies behind the mama heard the girl's prayer and said, "Why won't that woman get that girl some chocolate chip cookies?" The mother was so embarrassed by what the ladies behind her said, she went back to the cookie aisle and grabbed a bunch of chocolate chip cookies and put it in the cart. Little girl stood up and said, "Thank you, Jesus, for answering my prayer." Some of you may be listening to this and you may be in the checkout line. You may want to give up on your faith, give up on God, give up on Christianity, give up on seeing a change, give up on victory. But I declare to you as a kingdom single, before you check out, check up. Because the King of the kingdom is waiting to hear you cry out to him.
Dr. Tony Evans, wrapping up a message he calls Overcoming Struggles as a Single. The full-length version of this lesson is available on CD. Just check with us for details on getting a copy. Better yet, you can request it as a part of our current 8-part teaching collection, single, complete, and fully free. All the information you need is waiting for you at tonyevans.org. While you're there, don't forget to check out Tony's brand new book, The Kingdom Single. It's the perfect resource to pick up where our current series leaves off, digging deeper into your identity in Christ and offering strategies that will help you grow more confident, content, and focused. Don't forget, if you contact us before time runs out, we'll send this powerful new book as our thank you gift when you help us keep Tony's teaching on this station with a contribution of any amount. Make the arrangements today at tonyevans.org. Or you're always welcome to call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222, where team members are standing by 24/7 to help you. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Sometimes, as singles get more eager to be married, they get more willing to compromise their standards. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans will talk about that danger and offer a time-tested biblical strategy for those who are serious about finding the right partner. I hope you'll be with us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.